Good day to you, and welcome to the Kitty Podcast, where we share information, tips, and techniques to help children and youth, families, and educators grow and blossom. I'm your host, Tracy V. McGee, and we welcome you from beautiful Lithia Springs, Georgia. In today's episode, we will discuss hope with our more than capable guest, Dr. Bethany I. McCabe. Dr. McCabe hails from the beautiful city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where she serves as a principal for the School District of Philadelphia. Today, we will.
I apologize, but it sounds like you're away from the mic. Can you hold it in front of you and read it? I apologize.
That's the last one. It's gonna stop. Okay. Monique thinks it was because of the
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I can stop it. And so when they, what do you mean when they, good day to you. And welcome to the Kitty Podcast, where we share information, tips, and techniques to help children and youth, families, and educators grow and blossom. I'm your host, Tracy V. McGee, and we welcome you from beautiful Lithia Springs, Georgia. In today's episode, we will discuss hope with our more than capable guest, Dr. Bethany I. McCabe. Dr. McCabe hails from the beautiful city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where she serves as a principal for the School District of Philadelphia. Today, we will delve deeper into the concept of hope as we explore the personification of hope, the recognition of hope, and our direct use of hope. You want to remain with us to the end of this episode, because we have a special surprise for you. Be sure to listen all the way through for details. The Kitty Podcast is a service of and sponsored by the TJAC Educational Consulting Group, where we are taking Jesus across communities through the provision of educational services and programs designed to strengthen the educational community. In full disclosure, allow me to share that I am the proud big sister of today's guest. We are 10 years and one day apart. It is a joy to watch Dr. McCabe thrive in the field of education. So before we jump into our topic, Dr. McCabe, please introduce yourself to us and tell us about the School District of Philadelphia.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. It's still a little funny for me to hear Dr. McCabe because I've only had that title for 3 months, but it's also exciting to hear it at the same time. So, yes, my name is Dr. McCabe, and I am in my 24th year with the School District of Philadelphia. I'm actually not a principal yet. I am a principal resident. Over the course of my career, I have been a principal resident, an assistant principal, what they call a school-based teacher leader, a dean, a eighth grade English teacher, fourth grade teacher, fifth grade teacher, and special education teacher. My career has been a joy, and I thank God every day for the opportunity to impact lives. The School District of Philadelphia is a wonderful place to work. We have over 200 schools and we have close to 200,000 students. And our superintendent, Dr. Wallington, has made a goal for us to be the fastest academically growing urban school district in the United States of America, and we are working every day to achieve that goal.
Excellent. And thank you for sharing information with us. It's amazing to hear that a school district could be the size of a small city. I have lived in a city in Georgia that has fewer residents than you all have students.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I never really thought about that.
It's really great. And I'm an alumni of the School District of Philadelphia. I forever believe in the concept of public schools. I love public schools. And anytime I have an opportunity to put them on the forefront of anything that we're doing, I am always excited to do so. So
Awesome.
thank you for that great introduction. And for allowing us to learn more about you. You got a lot done in 24 years.
Thank you.
So let's talk about hope. Here's how hope became incorporated into our platform. I work, or we work, with various states in providing educational services. And one day I was talking with one of my colleagues in a state outside of Georgia. And we were talking about COVID and what COVID has done to the core of our children, their families, our educators. And I didn't realize that it was almost like a quick setup, but he said, you know, we are working on the concept of hope. We're researching it. This is a university. We're
Wow.
researching it and we're writing about it and we're coming up with ways for people to determine that hope is important in their lives. And I was like, that's amazing. That is so great. That is so wonderful. And then he said, I wonder if you would be interested in having your company also write a series of classes on hope.
That's awesome.
And I stopped and I said, you want me to work alongside your university and come up with concepts of hope? Philadelphia is where I learned about hope. We grew up in a church that gave us reasons to have hope. Even though sometimes Philadelphia could be a difficult place to live, we still were taught to have hope. So having hope was not something that was foreign to me, but learning the science of hope was very different. And so I began to research. I began writing classes. I began talking to people. And one day when we were designing our podcast, it dawned on me that there are people out there who want to share the importance of hope with other people. And that's how this podcast came about.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing it.
Yes, I am really excited. And I'm glad to have you on the platform of guests that we have had because we have had some amazing guests. And we've been like, wow, you need to write a book.
Wow.
Because, and so if you haven't had an opportunity to hear the other aspects of our Hope series, please go back onto our website and take a look at what we have to offer. And this will be a year-long project. So if you or someone that you know has something to say about hope, then drop us a line, email us, and let us get you onto our podcast. So, without further ado, I have a question for Dr. Bethany.
Okay.
Okay, my first question is, what or who personifies hope for you? And then please give us an example.
Great. So for me, all children personify hope. from the time that they are newborns all the way until they are tweens. Now, once they become teenagers, it could become a little shaky. But babies and children personify hope in my eyes. And they do this because they make me think about the possibilities of the future. They generally have a natural level of joy, similar to the movie Elements. One of her natural elements was joy. And that joy for me brings hope. Now, when she got a little older, joy started to go away because in the teenage years it could be difficult. But she had to find her joy again, and that joy led to her hope. Children personify hope because of their natural curiosity for life and their general desire to be right with the world. This, for me, is one reason why I believe we have to protect children at all costs. Because when we are protecting children, we are also protecting the hope of our future. In some African cultures, they are the opposite of how we are, especially in Philadelphia. When we greet people, we say, "How you doing?" But when they greet each other, they say, "How are the children? How are the children?" And so it shows that their concern is with the hope of their future, the hope for a better tomorrow. And they understand that the children are the ones that lead to a brighter future. And so we have to depend on them and we have to wrap our arms around them because ultimately they are our hope.
Excellent. That really is heart touching, because whenever we see children harmed
Right.
or deliberately disappointed,
Right, exactly.
and you realize that it chips away at their joy, chips away at their hope. I was excited to hear you talking about joy because, there were these commercials during the Olympics where they were just singing about
Yes.
joy and
Yes.
dancing and having a great time.
I
And
love those commercials.
yes. And I looked at my daughter and I said, "I think we're going to do a podcast on hope. I'm going to research hope."
Okay.
Because it just made you feel so good inside.
Thank you.
And to see the children as a part of what was happening,
Right.
it was just amazing. So to hear that connection of hope and joy was really great. So thank you
Awesome.
for bringing those two, for marrying those two concepts. I have another question for you.
Okay.
And it is, when was the last time you felt hopeful, and how did it feel?
So I would say in the last month, I've probably felt hopeful three specific times. So one was what you just talked about during the Olympics. It is something about seeing an athlete who has put their whole life into their sport that makes me feel very hopeful. When I see someone swimming to the best of their ability and they come in first. For some reason, I feel hopeful about that. When I see someone running the 100 meter and they come flying across that finish line, that makes me hopeful. When I see someone doing the shot put and they make it over, oh, they throw that thing as far as they can throw, and it's further than they've ever thrown it before, and they're jumping up and down and they're so excited, and the people in the stands are so excited. All of that gives me hope. So that whole 2 weeks of the Olympics gave me a feeling of hope. And then actually just last week, watching the Democratic National Convention made me extremely hopeful. I feel like the DNC was what the kids call a true vibe. It was a true vibe. I felt like we in the United States had reached a new plateau in terms of the potential, of becoming our greatest self as a country. And we haven't even made it there yet, but that's where the hope is, because the hope is in getting there. The hope is in the potential of being able to actually reach that plateau. And so after it was over, of course, we all realized it's time to come down off of the mountain and do the work that needs to be done in order to reach that level. But it was just an exciting time. Even, especially since you're from Georgia, when they were naming the delegates from each state, Georgia was the most lit state in the whole DNC. And it was just exciting. Now, I did not get up out of my bed and start dancing, but I felt like
I
it.
did.
It was just such an exciting time. So I'm very hopeful for what is to come. I believe we have about 65 more days until November 5th. And I cannot wait until we all have the opportunity to vote for the new president. It is an amazing time in our country in which we can either make history or we can make a devastating decision. And so I am hopeful that we will do what is necessary to make history. My hope is that the joy of the DNC, listening to all of the speeches and feeling the hope of our future, will move straight to November 5th, and then we'll have the impact that we want. And then finally, the third time that I felt hopeful, in the last month was the first day of school. The first day of school is, in my opinion, the second most wonderful time of the year. The first most wonderful time of the year is not Christmas. It is the last day of school. So the first day and the last day, the last day being the most hopeful and the most wonderful, and the first day being, again, hopeful and wonderful. Just keeping it very real. I love the beginning of the school year because it is a time of hope indeed. It is a time when we are excited about a new beginning. We're excited about the children coming and learning and experiencing new things. The parents are excited, number one, probably because summer is over, but number two, just because their children get to experience new things and learn new things. Teachers are excited about decorating their classrooms, who their new students will be, and all the wonderful things of the school year. So, the first of the school year is my favorite part of the year, second only to the end of the school year. But yes, those were three times when I felt very hopeful: the Olympics, the DNC, and the first day of school.
And in the words of Michelle Obama, hope is making a comeback, y'all.
Oh, yeah. When I saw that, I was wondering, oh, were you going to somehow put that in there?
Yeah. That's going to be said quite a bit. And if
Yes.
anybody happens to be listening who knows Michelle Obama, tell her
Yeah.
she has an open invitation.
There you
Any,
go.
I will get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to interview her because hope
Exactly.
is making a comeback, y'all.
Yes, yes,
That
yes.
was my line of the week because We have to believe in President Obama, the audacity of hope. People want to know, who are you
Right.
to be hopeful in the midst of all you are going through?
Right.
And our answer to that is, you are the one who will make a change in this world because of your level of hope. And so I am super, super excited about all that has happened in this past month that has put smiles on the faces of people.
Right.
And you, even if you don't agree with everything that has taken place or going on, or you really wanted to see Chicago PD, but the Olympics were on again. When you saw somebody get that gold medal, you're like, yeah, all right, okay, I can handle it. When you hear someone say something like, hope is making a comeback, even if, as Oprah Winfrey put it, you are an independent, you're like, it is, and I want to be a part of this. Even if you're sitting there saying, I gotta go to bed because I've got to go to work or go to school tomorrow for the first day, and I'm gonna meet new people. And even though that makes me nervous about meeting new people, I can meet my best friend for life when I get to school tomorrow. Or I can meet that student that I will never forget when I get to school tomorrow. So yeah, that was great. Thank you for your response. I have another question for you. What do you have hope for?
So many things. Just the excitement about life itself. And even though life can have its fair share of difficulties, there is always an underlining level of hope. I am hopeful for a peaceful existence, the joy of life, a world where more and more people know Jesus Christ and the pardon of their sins. I am hopeful for justice for all people, that everyone has their needs met, to experience love on multiple levels, and to know God in a deep and extensive way, and even know God so well that I can make it through the vicissitudes of life without losing hope. On a lighter note, I am hopeful for some amazing vacations. Now, that's just the lighter note of it. I am hopeful for some fun times with my family and friends, for joy, for peace, for love, for hope to exude from me on a daily basis. Even when life is up and down, I still want to be the joy, the peace, the love, and the hope that's in the room. I am hopeful to walk in all of my callings through the power of Jesus Christ. I am hopeful that we can live in a world where people are kind to one another, in spite of whatever they may be going through. I am hopeful that children can get through their entire K through 12 education without being harmed. And I am hopeful, for an existence and a world where people care about one another and care about what the future looks like. And when we ask the question, how are the children? We can honestly say, and we can openly say, and we can be truthful in saying the children are wonderful because we are putting in the work and we are doing the things needed to make their lives lives of hope, of joy, and so that our world can go on.
So it ties directly in to our final question, which is a question that we ask of all of our guests. What is your hope for the children? And I know you've spoken on this, but I want you to go a little bit deeper if you don't mind. What is your hope for the children and young people of today?
My hope is that they will truly recognize and understand how far we have come as a people. And when I say people, first, of course, I mean all people, but then I also mean as African Americans. Sometimes I feel that children do not realize that just 200, 300 years ago, we were enslaved. And we went from being put on the bottom of a boat, brought over here, sold as human beings, lived in slavery, went through Jim Crow, and now we have an African American who was president of the United States, another African American woman who hopefully will be president of the United States. We have African Americans who have been on the Supreme Court. We have, of course, senators, governors, teachers, doctors, lawyers, singers, entertainers. We've come so far as a group. Sometimes I do not know whether they recognize and realize the gravity of how far we've come. I am hopeful that in that recognition, that they will want to continue to take us even further, that we will be able to do more, that we will get to a place as a country where we really are not concerned about color, but we are concerned about the humanity of the person. And I think this is a level of appreciation. And when we appreciate our lives, when we appreciate where we've come from, then we are more amped and we are more hopeful for the future. And the future becomes more driven by things that are to come because we've made it so far. And so my hope for children is that they will have an understanding of the past in order to move towards the future. It's the idea of Sankofa. And Sankofa is the idea that you are looking back, but you're moving forward. And when you walk in Sankofa, then you have a level of hope because you understand how far you've come. And then you understand, you just keep on going. And I just wanted to mention this quote by Michael Jackson that I heard this week. And Michael Jackson said, "In a world filled with hate, we must dare to hope." And the part of the quote that I love so much is daring to hope, because it takes a level of daring to have hope in times that are so difficult. And when times can be so harsh and life can be so difficult, but no matter what's going on, we have to dare to hope. And so, my hope for children and for young people is that in spite of it all, they will dare to hope and they will live their lives with hope for the future, becoming our future.
Well, thank you, and thank you for that quote that we will make sure that we put up on our website. I love that you mentioned Sankofa. One of our guests was the founder and the principal of the Sankofa school right outside of Atlanta and
Awesome.
Forest Park, Georgia, Miss Sarah Harvey. And she came and explained to us the meaning of Sankofa. So it was good to have that reiterated.
That is decent.
And you made me think when you were talking about going back into our history, the period of Reconstruction in our country, where we did have the development of the HBCUs. We had United States senators. We had United States representatives. We had business owners. We had presidents of universities who had literally walked out of slavery and into their future. And to be able to introduce our children to people such as Booker T. Washington, George Washington Carver, who were slaves one day and college graduates the next. I mean, every time you eat a peanut butter sandwich, you should say thank you. Thank you very, very much, George Washington Carver. You know, and so I do agree that it is our responsibility as adults to give the children something to see, to give them a reason to have hope, because there's somebody in their lives that they're looking at and saying, yes, I want to be just like you.
And even
Because
our
you do.
great grandfather, great great grandfather, George Lacy,
Great, great.
he was a slave. He escaped slavery. He became the first African American to be a tanner in his town in Virginia. He moved up north. He ha was one of the first farmers in the particular area that he lived in. He lived to be 100 and either 6 or 8 years old. And I find hope in knowing that that's one of our family members and that he accomplished so much even in a difficult time. And so there's so much that we can be hopeful for just looking at who we are and what our ancestors have done.
And even as we head towards closing this out, sometimes it starts right at home. And so a shout out to our mother, Dr. Dolores McCabe, who has an earned doctorate, has a daughter who has an earned doctorate, a daughter who's working on an earned doctorate, granddaughter who's working on an earned doctorate, and not just a preacher and a teacher is she, but you know how you always say, oh, yeah, there's this preacher we met, and he has two sons who are preachers. As unusual as it sounds, our mother is a preacher and a teacher and has two daughters who are preachers and teachers. And so we don't always have to look much further than our own homes. And so we want to take a moment just to encourage you to live your dream, to do something positive, to allow your children to see you in the struggle, to allow your children to see you sitting up at night, studying, reading, working on a project, to allow your children to see you problem solve, to instill the hope in your home that you didn't even know you had inside of you. But maybe something was said during this podcast today that made you think, you know, I can have hope in my house. I don't have to be totally destroyed by what's going on. No, it doesn't feel good. But guess what? Hope is making a comeback, y'all, and it's starting right here in my house. And so we thank Dr. Bethany for, I'm sorry, Dr. McKay for what she has shared with us today. And drop us a note if something was said that really resonated with you or really made you think that you can enjoy your life even when it's not easy. One of the things that Dr. McCabe said was that even when it's not easy, she still wants to be that person that has peace, that brings peace, that has joy, that brings joy, that brings the laughter, even when things are not easy. And things don't have to be easy for you to remember something that made you smile and then bring a smile to others. So we want to thank Dr. Bethany. I'm sorry, Dr. McCabe. See, I told you 10 years, one day. I'm
All
the
good. It's all good. It's all good.
sister. And so we want to thank her because she gave us things to think about. She gave us things to be hopeful over. And we hope that she'll come and join us again on one of our topics. Hopefully, once we finish with getting things straightened out for her joy, she can come and tell us how to really have joy.
That would be great.
And so, and if you have a podcast and you want Dr. McCabe to come hang out with you, reach out to us. We'll put you in contact with her. So we have some things that we told you we were going to share with you. And so we will be sharing that with you in just a moment.